Okay. Okay. So we have in the parasha Loi Sosser. Yeah, Loi Sosser. Loi Sosser min adavar she'agidu l'cha yamin usma. So, what? Oh, yeah. Well, maybe, you mean Rambam and Ramban?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting there. So, there's a famous Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara says, what bracha do you make on Hanukkah? Asher kitchanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzivanu l'hadlik near shel Hanukkah. V'heichan tzivanu. So the Gemara brings a machlekes, right? Rav Ivya and Rav Nachman. Rav Ivya said, loy sasur. And Rav Nachman said, shal avicha v'yageidcha z'kinecha v'yemunach. So that's why I could say v'tzivanu, even though it's only midrabah. Frek the Aviezri Akasha. Frek the Aviezri Akasha. He says, Ad Iboyesaloch. Where, how are you saying the word Vitzivanu? Why don't you ask, why do you have to light the Hanukkah Neiris? And why do you? So if you look in the Rambam, Sheirish Aleph, right? He says, why do we have to keep Hanukkah? And he brings a Gemara. So how do you understand this piece of Gemara exactly? Echmein, that you have to light the Hanukkah, you do know. So Mistama, you must know Leisaser. If you know Leisaser, then what my piece of him all of a sudden that you don't know why you could save it Sivan.
So if I light the menorah, I'm
kind
of a Leisaser?
Yeah.
Any
assay? Yeah, shalavicha v'yegi. I don't know if it's called assay, but something like an assay. And the Rambam says for the negative that if somebody doesn't, then he was over on Loi Sosser. And the Ramban says he says the Rambam says this in four places, and he says then one of them the Rambam asks, so why don't you get malchus if you don't light a Hanukkah neir? So there Sheval Tase. And then the Rambam says, and how about if like you did a drabanan? Like, let's say they said, don't eat chicken and milk. And the guy ate it, so give him malchus. So the Rambam answers, because it's a lav shenitan lazharas misas beznin. There's a rule that if the lav sometimes is chayv misa, because you also learn a zakin mamri. You learn a zakin mamri from there. So then you don't get. So Rambam says, so you mean according to the other manda amar, that says the lav shenitan lazharas misas beznin, you are like in a chanami, you'll get malchus for eating it. That's what he said. That sounds wild. That's his kasha on the Rambam. But pashas, it's true that if you make the cheshbon of the Rambam, that's what it turns out. You're saying so it's not so. Anyways, you could get pretty clapped.
It's much worse than
it could be worse.
It's worse than
okay. Yeah. So anyways, that's what it says in the Ram. So Aviezer is saying, how do you read the Gemara? If you don't know anything, then you should be starting with square one. Why do we have to light Hanukkah Neiris? And if you know the answer, the reason why you have to light Hanukkah Neiris is because Leis Aser, then you have your answer for your bracha too. So how do you understand?
Some of the mitzvahs count near Hanukkah, it's a deraisa.
Okay.
So the question doesn't start then.
According to that, I see. If Hanukkah Neiris is like the Bahag,
right?
I hear. Yeah, if you hold it to the right, it would be good. But the Rambam himself, it's a question on him himself, because the Rambam dings up with the Bahag there. He says, I don't agree. I don't hold Hanukkah as a deraisa. I just hold you do it because of a Leis Aser. It's not on every. That's true. So Avi Ezri says, I'll answer the kasha with another kasha. Well, and then it'll just bring out a good proof to the answer. In Masechta Sukkah, it's actually a machlekes over there between Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel and Rabbi Shua ben Levi if we make a bracha on a drabon. Rabbi Yehuda Mer Shmuel says every single day of Sukkot we have to make a bracha on Tils Lula, which we follow. And Rabbi Yehuda Mer Levi says no, only the first day you make a bracha. But on Zakenim, on Amitzus of the Rabbanan, you don't make a bracha. So, let's put the kasha on him. But he agrees you have to do it, right? He just said you don't make a bracha. So ask him, why do you have to do it? Loisaser. So no ay bezay. So what do you have against making a bracha already? So so there you can like pin down, you're going to have to say something. So he said, what you're going to have to say is, because if you read the Rambam by Asher Kitchan Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu, in Hilchos Brachos, it says in the Rambam, I wrote down the words of the Rambam, Nimtza Inyan Hadvorim V'Hatza Asan Kachu. This is how it works out. Asher kidshanu b'mitzvayisav, that Hashem was mekadosh us with Hashem's mitzvahs. Shetziva bohen, that Hashem's mitzvahs command in them. Lishmoya me'elu, to listen to these rabbonim. Shetzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah, who command us to do Chanukah. It's like, in other words, it's klisheini. That's what they're out like. You know, Hashem didn't say Chanukah l'maise. Hashem said, listen to the rabbonim. And the Rabbanim said Chanukah, so then we're going to have to do Chanukah. So, like the Rambam already is showing you the Yesh Makom La'Oyer. Because plain Asher Kitchanu B'Mitzvayis V'Tzivanu is mashma straight head on that Hashem commands us. And here, mice, it's not really exactly so. Hashem just commands us to listen to their whatever they say. Now, Lamaisa, they said, like Hanukkah, so Hashem is indirectly making me do Hanukkah. So that's the whole thing. Avari Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi agrees to Lois Osser, but he says, I'm not ready to tell you to say Vitzivanu on that. If Hashem told you to do it, you say Vitzivanu. If Hashem didn't tell you to do that, Hashem told you to listen to him, and he said that, that's still not Vitzivanu l'hadn l'nerzh Hanukkah. Hashem didn't. That's what Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, that's what he holds. And once we have that, then that also could be pshat. Rabbi Yezri wants to say that could be pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos Chok Gimel. They knew about Lo Sasser. What was bothering was that question. What was bothering them was Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi's question. But where Hashem Lamaisa say to light the Hanukkah candles? So the Gemara says he didn't in a Hanami. He just said Lo Sasser. That's good enough. That's how he wants to read the Gemara.
So when we have situations like Chalamayid or whatever, that the Gemara says that the Torah gave Chazal the right to define what this means. So we're also within the same thing.
Okay, well, it's a little better because at least it says in the Chumash do Chalamayid. It just didn't say exactly what. So Hashem commanded Chol HaMoed. Here it's less.
That's
even
more for
like
the details.
For the right, and here it's like the whole Hanukkah. It's not in the Torah at all.
Or Shabbos, or Hallel, whatever it is, whatever
things
the,
which
this is Rabban is. We don't have any marker in the Torah for it at all, other than Lo Sasser.
Yeah, so that's a little tougher to say Tzivon. Okay, so I saw in the Sefer that he's Moir a little Ha'ara. Okay, I mean, I'm sure you find Gemaras like that. He says it doesn't flow to him 100% smooth the way the obvious is explaining it, because it turns out like the Makshin and the Tartzin knew all the information. The question was between them, like, is that a good enough Tartz or not? Like, so when the Makshin said, where? He knew Lo Yisaser, right? He says, but like, where is it straight up? And then the Tartzin really added nothing. He says, Lo Yisaser, Chaveis Mendach. My problem was that I'm not happy. So, it's a little, okay, you know, you have to kvetch a missile. You have to say, he's saying it's good enough. Really, it would be better if he said, ze maspik, you know. That would be better. Like, he says, loy saucer, veis mendach loy saucer. That, okay, so that's what you have to say. But I wanted to offer another possible shot to answer the Avi Ezri's kasha. Now this kasha is, my pshat is based on the Ramban. You have to go through the Ramban. The Ramban dings up very stark with the Rambam there. He says, so you are saying, he quotes all the Rambams. He brings like four places the Rambam says this thing, that if somebody's over the Rambanan, he's really over a deraisa. He says, first you said that thing, that's amazing, so then you're telling me you should get Malkus for being over the Rabbanon, but we just went through. Then he says, and also, I'm going to bring you a whole list of places where we see that the Rabbanans are more Kaldic than the Rises. And I wrote down like eight of them. One, Safik the Rabbanan Lekula, Safik the Raisa Lechumra. Another one is a similar klal in Psachim, that when you have two baskets, one had chulin grain and one had truma grain, and then right, and we and that and two others fell in, we say if this is only drabanan dika truma, we'll toilim shani oimer, the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma. And the Gemara says by drabanan you can do that. By the Raisa, you can't. Number three, he brings the din is by Drabbanans, we trust the Katan. Like a Katan says, I did Bedikas Chametz. The Gemara says, since it's only Drabbanan, you trust the Katan. By the Raisa, you don't. Another one he brings, the Gemara says, do a Drabbanan of pulling the dough out of the oven on Shabbos to save yourself from a Raisa. Fifth one, the Gemara says, if your animal is having tzar bali chayim, you can violate bitul kli me'echana. Why? Says the Gemara, because bitul kli me'echana is only the rabbanan. Tzar bali chayim is a deraisa. It's better to be over the rabbanan. And then he has a sixth one. The Gemara says, if kol makom sha'ata moitzi, two people arguing, and one is oiser, one is mater, be the rabbanan halicha charameko, be the raisa halicha charamachmer. Then he brings another one in the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says, by the Raisa, if you don't know the din, you have to ask and then do. By the Rabbanan, if you don't know the din, you could be Saimach and ask later. And then another one, you're allowed to walk in a Kayin is allowed to walk in a Beis HaPras, in a place which is a Tami the Rabbanan, to see the Malchi Akum. So he says, every single one of those is a Rai against the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, every Durabonin is a Duraisa, so Savik Durabonin should be Savik Duraisa Lechomra. If you have an argument between two, you should go, and so on, and so on, and so on, and so on. Okay, that's his taina against the Rambam. So, Elamai. So, Zok the Ramban, Elamai, it's not true. If a person violates the Durabonin, he will only over the Durabonin. And this what it says, loy sasur, the Gemara says loy sasur, it doesn't mean it's a real drasha. The real loy sasur is only when the Sanhedrin Agadol explained the halacha and the Torah in a certain way. Like they said this, like the cheses in the chumash, bein dam ledam, din ledin, or whatever it might be, tefillin or whatever, right? And then, if someone goes and this disagrees with them, that's loy sasur. But if the Rabbanan made up something, that's not real loy sasur. It's an asmacht. And he says, my mekor is that it's Gemara in Brachos, where it said, I forgot the name of the Amora, said, Kavod Abrius is so chashiv that it's doicha a loy sasur in the Torah. So they were laughing at him. Why? For covered a breeze, he could do a leisa say. So the other Amor says, don't laugh. Tir gemuha, that it was leisasur. And what does the Gemara write? The chol mili derabonon asmechinhu alav de leisasur. See, it's an asmechinu? That shows it's only asmacht. So Mamele says it's only asmacht. Okay. And so now you're not really ever leisasur. Okay. Only if the Sanhedrin explains the Torah in a certain way.
Right.
But otherwise, you're not a real Leisos. Okay.
So if the Zaki Maimon will get up and say there's no such thing as Hanukkah, I disagree. There's no Chiyuv.
Right. And that's a whole other thing which he proves, which is in the Gemara. Like, right.
That, he says this is Caleb, but this is not Caleb.
That will be. Yeah. He brings at the Rambam. This is a whole, I mean, we're not getting into this really, but the Rambam says that if the Zok and Mamre argued with the Sanhedrin al-Gadol about 11 o'clock Erev Pesach, because we know that Midrabanan, you have to stop eating And the Sanhedrin got up there and said, you can't eat chametz time from 11. He says, that's wrong. You could eat till 12. They will kill him. And the Ramban sticks that into, he says, all part of the Rambam's shita. Because since the Rambam holds that there's loy saser, real loy saser, the Rabbanon, so they kill him also for it. And the Ramban says, no. And he proves from the whole Gemara, not that way. That's part of the whole thing, he says.
Even if Minhagim also?
What's that?
Minhagim?
Minhagim. Yes, the Rambam does use the word Minhagim. Oh, not those type of Minhagim. No. Yeah. Not like Minhagim, like, you know, we say, the Yekisha say, you know, Tilas Hashem Yidah Rapi. If you don't say it, you're not a really saucer. Yeah. Okay, so now
the broyers you are.
You're either the broyer loy saser, but not the one in the chumash.
What was that?
At the end of Sheremalos, they say another two psukim. You know, they don't watch the Mayim Achrayinim. So when you say to them, why don't you wash? He says, when we say Tehillas, you already washed. Okay, Al Kaponim, the big question on the Ramban that he left, seemingly it looks like he didn't come back to Farenfer, is, so according to you, Ramban, why do we have to obey the Rabbanans, which is the whole thing that the Ramban was trying to say this for. What if a person gets up and says, I hear it, very nice, grace of Yidin, but I'm not doing it. So the Rambam came to say the answer, because it's a deraisa. It's like you're over on the saucer. But according to the Ramban, what's preventing me from not listening to the Ramban? Who's behind them? Who's backing them, right? Where do the...
In Megillah, in the beginning, Elish God will be men of a chachma of a minion. So what's...
Yeah,
you know, originally it was something, and you're only here, God will be men of a chachma of a minion. The Gemara took on that you have to listen.
Sure. I mean, any page of Daf Shas you open, you'll see where you have to listen. I mean, it says, their abundance of this, their abundance of that, their abundance of this, their abundance of that. Where does it all come from that I have to listen to their abundance? So, different form talk about it. In Chidushi Reb Ruvain, he says that the Ramban talks about it. Because there's a line in there in the Ramban. Let's see if I have the written here. Yeah. Shahur shu me'ito yizborach mipi ha'kabolo l'sakenu l'sader. In the Ramban over there, he says, we have a Mesira al pi ha'kabolo that Hashem authorized the Chachamim to... be misakin things. Basically, it's halacha l'moshe misina. We have a mesoira meito yisborach that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that they can make halachas. Oh. So now that's why we have to listen to the rabbonim according to Ramban. But now, Frektor Ruvein Akasha. So then l'chayra, the whole Ramban just fell apart. The other way around now. That's because now it should be a deraisa once again. It's a local Moshe Misinai, so all the eight questions should be back on the table again. Like the Ramban is stuck. You know, Zil Hachi, you're going to get stuck as Zoy. Zil Hachi, you're going to get stuck as Zoy. Well, it's true. There's no Einish. So, all right, it won't be an Einish. But, like, how could you say, let's say, the Moshe Sveika, the Lachum Moshe Misinai, most told the Chumra. So, like, why don't you...
It's a
deraisa,
right?
It is a deraisa. So, like, so what's Ramban going to do again? So, Zokt Reb Ruvain, Heretz...
So, what's backing it up? What Einish is backing that up?
It's not maybe a Einish in Bezdin, but it's like a Einish that you have to listen to anything Hashem says. If I don't put on tzitzis, I get a punishment in Shemayim, right? So, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, said, the Rabbanim...
This Gemara Megillah, we just had it, right? Sheru Kodesh Baruch Hu... Moshe Tikvei Torah, Tikvei Sofer, Moshe Sofer, Masid and Lachadesh, Ma'inin and Mikra Megillah.
So Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu everything.
Right. So is that what he's saying? From
Gemara? Is this the Gemara? He doesn't say what Gemara he got it from. I don't know. You want to say maybe that's what happened there. Hashem showed Moshe Rabbeinu everything, and he said that everything they do. I don't know. I don't know which where what Gemara it is from. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
That just means that
there's
no anshim
b'halach m'shemisina. I'm saying, well, sometimes halachal m'shemisina are details of the rices, so then it will be, let's say, halachal m'shemisina. Right. So, of course, it will be, then you'll get the lav of neveil. I'm talking about a freestanding one. Like, you know, like halachal m'shemisina, for example, is that you're supposed to do the aravis around the Mizbeach and Sukkis. You know, it's just, or Nisach HaMayim. There's a man Omar, Nisach HaMayim, Halacha M'Shemisinei. So let's say the Kohanim skip it. So what do you give them? You don't give them Malkus or anything. They didn't have Eira. They didn't have Eira. Well, same thing, like a guy skipped Shema. What do you do to him?
He's Mavatal Nesach.
He's
Mavatal
Mitzvah.
So just
Agavocha,
what is
Malkus Markus
then?
Malkus Markus is mainly for being over on Drabon. If a person did like a Durbanan, like let's say he maybe moved mukta, or if he ate chicken with milk, they give him Makas Maris. That's the main Makas Maris. That's the main case.
And that, how could they do that?
How could the Rabbanan give somebody Makas Maris?
Right.
Well, I'm trying to remember, as far as I remember now, Kovitz Ayers explains that there's really no Aveira at all in the first place. When you say, like, how could they, do you mean, is there a Penyosi? Someone's Aveira Durabonin, then they will give him Makas Maris. So if you're going to ask, how could they do that, it says until you're not allowed to hit someone. Penyosi. So on that, Kovitz Ayers says that's not Shver. Because there is no aveir to hit someone for a tikkun for a ta'elus.
Just like the Rebbe, the Gemara, and Marcus.
Yeah, that's right. He says that as a general. He says all ben adam lachaveirois are only for no ta'elus. But for ta'elus, there is no iser. That's how he explains Marcus Myers. Okay, so now we're back to Rabbi Reuben's problem. So if it's Aloch L'Mishmi Sinai, so Vaiter Tshver, why is it Sufik Derabon and L'Kula? Zok there, the answer is that if Hashem would have said that all the Jews directly, like you said, every Yid has to listen to the Chacham, that would ruin the whole thing. But since Hashem just said, I'm giving Koyach to the Rabbonim to make Takanis, and Hashem wasn't talking directly, like saying, you have to listen to those takanas. So then it doesn't have a shame. I wrote down the exact words because I want to trade. It's like a very dacus thing. He says, here's the words. Umikol mokon. Kivan shaha aloha lo mishamisina lohoi sabal zhor al yisrael sheyikaimu es atakanas. Right? Hashem didn't say to Moshe, tell all the Eden that I'm warning them they have to listen to the Rebbe. Ein kan azhara shel Torah. That's not called an azhara. Va'af al pi shemima shenos nolem atoras akoyach lasu istakonis halolu yoidim sherotzen Hashem u'sheyitz kaim kanasan. Right, but I mean it's quite obvious. If Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu tell the rabbanim that they can make takonis, it's pretty obvious that Hashem wants us to keep them. Mikol mokoim kol zman shelo yizhira haTorah beferish. But if Hashem didn't directly say it, it's just inferred. V'loy tzivsa b'feirish l'kayim estivayim, ein baze iser Torah. Shaharei, gam lifnim ishur esadin, yesh baze rotzen Hashem yizbarach shanase. You can have, let's say, lifnim ishur esadin, which we know Hashem wants you to do it, but there's things that Hashem wants you to do, but he didn't say you have to. And until it's a tzivui b'feirish, it's not called a iser deraisa. So in other words, the way I understand he's saying, it's obvious that Hashem is saying that he wants you to do what the Rabbanan's takanas are. And he writes Beferish that Hocha Adifa, it's even better than just a Lifni Mishur Esadim. Kimen Shanos Nahal Torah Koyach Lechachavim Lasas Takanas. Again, like a Koyach, it's not just like preferably, but nonetheless, it's not on the level of a tzivui. Until Hashem directly says, do it, it's not called a tzivui. He's giving them koyach. It's backed by Hashem. It's a different level, and that's not an ister. That's how he understands the Ramban. So the Rabbanim have the koyach to say things, because Hashem gave them that koyach, halach l'mishmi Sinai, and we know that whatever they say, they can enforce, because Hashem gives them the koyach, but he didn't directly give us a tzivui. And therefore, you could still say sfeik in the Rabbanim l'kula, because it's not a real iser d'oraisa, and yet the Ramban says they do have the koyach. Okay, that's the level that he comes up with.
Is it a pie across the board? Anytime you say yesh koyach, yachat chalamim, lachat dovim, natar, b'shef la'tasa, for example, you say it across the board that Hashem gave the koyach this way?
Well, that's for sure. I mean, you're bringing up there you see for sure they have koyach. They but took off of their isa.
How do we know it?
That's a big question. Right? How do we know the whole rule of yesh koyach? The Gemara doesn't bring any clear makor. How you know yesh koyach v'yachachad melakad over min atayra sheval tasa? So there is a tshuva from the Maram Yerutenberg that says it's halach l'mishim Sinai. There's other svarim that bring drushes, but you have to know if they mean like a real drusha or they're like saying asmachta also. Okay. So anyway.
Every halach l'mishim Sinai.
No, not necessarily.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, so now, like this. Now, Zutker Bruvain further. The Ramban obviously has this thing that Hashem gave the Rabbanim Koyach to make takanas. Does Rambam hold it out like Mishmi Sinai? So somebody could say, no, well, he has the Loisaser. He doesn't need this thing. So he says, no, the Rambam also needs it. Because of the famous kasha, which we had in the Turi Evin, in Chagiga, and it's going to be in Megillah again, and many others, or Mikiveger, others, that they ask, how come a katan has to listen to the Rabban? Like by Chinuch, or another case, how come a Suma, according to Taisvis, is Pater Mina Mitzvis, but Midrabbanan has to keep the Mitzvis? Why the Rabbanim don't want him to look like a guy? So they said, you keep the mitzvahs. So the Achrayim ask, but the Suma will say, I don't have to do Lay Sasser. And the Katan will say, I don't have to do Lay Sasser. So if I don't have to do Lay Sasser, Chaser HaMotor, Chaser HaKar. Right? So why do I have to listen to the Rabbanim? Right? Rabbi Kveya. So Zok the Reuven, the answer is going to be the same answer. That even the Rambam is going to say that the answer is because Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that whatever the Rabbanim say, they can say. And that's whatever they say. So that's all inclusive. So if the Rabbanim say, we want the Katan to do something, they can say it. If they want the Suma to do something, they have the Koyach to make a Takana. Everyone agrees to that. The Rambam just added Al Gabezeh. That I think that there's also l'sasser. That, I mean, if you're a bar mitzvah and you're not a suma and you're not a katan, it's l'sasser. The Rambam didn't mean that there's nothing else. And he says, even in the Torah, the words would sound that way. Because it says in the Torah, v'shamarta la'asois k'chol asher yarucha. Right? Like, Hashem is warning you. You keep what they moira you. As if it's a given that they can moira me. And the Torah is just like putting on top of that azhara. He says, why can they mire me? The Torah says, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, they can mire you. Yeah? And now there's a lesasser on that, and there's a valsisa on that. But the takana they can do, even before you get into the lav and the asim. Oh. So now, based on all of that, I want to give a new pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara knew that you have to listen to the Rabbanan. Why? Because they only knew the basic thing that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Rabbanan can have koyach. But the thing was, it's like Rabbi Rubin said, that isn't called a tzivur befeirish, or an azhar befeirish, and that's gufa the pshat, that the din is like, it's still only a sfeik of the Rabbanan lekula. Because it's not like a tzivur, you know? So the Gemara said, so why did you say v'tzivonu? V'heichan v'tzivonu. I know that you have to listen to the Rabbanim. Because that's like the Aleph base. that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Rabbanim can make takanis. But why are you saying Vitzivanu? I know I have to listen, I have to light the Hanukkah Neiris, but the word Vitzivanu, Hashem commanded me, where Hashem told me, Hashem made a tzivui on me, I didn't make a tzivui on me. So the Gemara says, it's also loisaser. It's also loisaser, so Hashem did, Hashem really told you, loisaser, it's a real tzivui. So Memeil, that could be the question and the answer. The Gemara really didn't know it. The Gemara really didn't know it. Where does it say it? So then you're going to say, so why are you lighting the candles in the first place? Oh, they knew that because there's a halacha mishmisina, they can make the tekanos. But where did Hashem command me? So then it said, lo sasa. And if so, then that would also be the answer on the other question that Abiezer is saying. And what's with Rabbi Shua ben Levi? He lights candles, so why does he say you shouldn't make a bracha? Teretz is, but he didn't hold the Leisaser. I mean, it's not so strange. Also, the other one who said Shalav Yichav Yagedcha didn't. I mean, he got a different pasuk. So Rabbi Shimon Levi didn't have neither of them. He didn't have those psukim. So he said, I'm not saying Vitzivanu. So that would be a new way to explain the same two questions. So now, let's move on to the next thing over here. Like this. The question that the Ramban asked on the Rambam. He had eight of them, but I'm just doing one.
How's the Ramban going to make a murder?
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying a pshat in the Ramban. I have a pshat in here, but I don't want to say it because I'm not sure it's 100% good. Okay. And this part is really good, so I don't want to spoil it saying not so good. The Ramban pshat is really good, I think. The Ramban! So, okay. Fine. So now, like this. The question of the Ramban, yeah? Every suffix Rabbanon, the Kulo, why? But you have a suffix Losasa. So the Ramban himself gives a pshat. He says, maybe the Rabbanon made a Tanai, and they said that if it's a suffix, we're Meichel you. Meaning like, no Aver, you know? Maybe they did that. They said, you can't eat the basar oif b'chalof, but if it's a safik, you could eat it. So memela, now the rabbanon took it off, so no aver. Obviously, it won't be lo saser. He says ze eno hagun loimar. He doesn't say why. He just says it's not hagun to say that pshat. But lemaise, in the drasha saran, he says that is pshat for the ram. That's what he brings. Rabbeinu Moshe says you're a lesasser, and explains that what the Rabbanim said, we're only Rabbanim, we aren't the Torah, so we're going to take it off when it comes to a suffix. Okay, and the Shmaitza brings this answer also, in the name of the Zohar Rekia, that's the Tashbetz. But he says that, no, I don't accept this Teretz. The Shmaitza himself says he doesn't accept the Teretz. He says, because, very nice, the Safik Darbonin Klal, Safik Darbonin Lakula Klal, that works out very nicely. But we have the other rule, Kol Mokoim Shematzinu, Echod Machmer. Let's say Rabbi Yeshua is Machmer, and Rabbi Eliezer is Mekel, or whatever, you know. So it says, Bid Darbonin Haleich Achara Mekel. Okay? So he says, Zak the Shmaitza, it's not going to work here. Over here, there's no Meichel. Why? Because you have an argument, right, between these two Tanaim here, if the Rabbanim were Meichel you, were Meichel you, right? Rabbi Shua, they weren't Meichel you. I'm telling you they weren't Meichel you. I was there, right? And I know they said you can't eat that. Right? Rabbi says, no, I was there and they said you could eat it. So now how could, who's going to be Meichel you? I mean, he's, Rabbi Lezer is Meichel you, but Rabbi Shua isn't. So he says, in this case, there's no way to use that answer. So Memela, sorry, he doesn't like the Teretz. Okay, so that's his kasha. So I want to say over a Teretz from Rav Gusman in his Sefer Kuntresei Shiurim. He wants to, for the Shmaitz's time. He wants to say like this. It's Adaraba. In the case where you have Echad Oimer Aser ve'Echad Oimer Mutter, that's mamish Pashat answer. Why? What does it say? V'asisa k'chol asher yoyrucha. Okay? That means that Hashem made a mitzvah, that if the Rabbonim guide you, you must follow the guidance of the Rabbon. And if you don't, you get an essay, and a lois essay, and so on. Okay, so now, Taka, let's say, I'm not sure what's in this sandwich, right? And it might be the stuff which the Rabbonim said you're not allowed to eat, but the Ramban Tainis, well then they guided you that it's a suffix. Maybe they said you shouldn't eat this, and it should be a suffix derisa. But if you have two Rabbonim, and one is, they're both Roy Lehoyers, right? And one is saying this, and one is saying like this, then there's no Yerucha. There is no Yerucha. What's the Hira?
I'm listening either way. I'm listening.
There's no, and there's Yerucha. They will be Moyer me. You know what other Rabbanim being Moyer me? Chvaisnish. Azoy, azoy. So Memela over there, Avada, you won't be over on Loisasur or Yerucha because there is no Yerucha.
Is that similar to Chashan Mishpat, Kumli?
Well, I mean, here it's the idea it's not Yerucha. He's saying it has to, in order to have a shame Yerucha, there has to be a clear Hoyra. Now, I'll tell you why I hear a big Chiddush over here. Because once upon a time it was clear. I mean, it could be at least, right? I mean, let's say you have two Tanoim arguing about something. So, 10 years ago it was clear or whatever. Last year it was clear, right? So, he's saying, yeah, but it's not Yerucha anymore. Because now the Rabbanim who are being Moira are arguing. And there's no Yerucha. That's his teretz that he wants to say. And he says, based on what I'm saying, Imamish goes the other way around. That if when it says, well, this is already the Beis Halevi is already Medayek this deep. Why did it use a new expression in that sugya? It says, Kol Mokum She'echad Oyser Ve'echad Matar D'Gmor Zin Avodah Zorah on Zayin Amid Beis. Echad Oyser Ve'echad Matar Bidurabonan Halech Achar Hamekel. Like it sounds like a new klal. Why don't you just say Sveikin Durabonan Lekula? So Zerkrav Gusman, because it is a new klal. This klal is that when there is an argument, you're allowed to go mitam vadai after the Mekel. Because there's no Yerucha here. You can go with the Mekel. Mitam vadai. That's what he wants to say. It's more kal than by a Safik Durabbanan Lakula.
That's not Midam Vadai.
Well, oh, you mean Safik Durabbanan Lakula?
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, I mean.
Pashut it is.
You mean according to this Rambam that we just said, for sure, according to the Chiddush Haran, the Drosh HaSaran.
Yeah.
But you see, according to the Ramban, Rav Gusman even like says that. He says, it would seem to be, I was going to get there, he says that. That according it would, should come out by a suffix derabon. If I was wrong, did I do something wrong? So I mean, you're allowed to do it. Suffix derabon is lekula. But lemaisa, if I ended up doing the wrong thing, did I do something wrong? So he says, well, according to the way that we just explained for the Rambam, no, because the rabbonim themselves said that if it's a suffix, we waive. So it wouldn't be anything wrong at all. But you see the Ramban's kasha didn't think so, because the Ramban said, that's Eino Hagun. He said, no, it should be a Sofik Deraisa even. So you see, he doesn't hold that way. That is what he says. But he wants to say that even if you'll say that by a Sofik Derabbanan, it is considered that it's maybe he did something wrong, but by Bidrabbanan Halech Achar HaMekel, it's Vada. There's no problem at all. And he says he found in Chuvas, in Chiddush Rabbi Kiveger, that Rabbi Kiveger himself said this in the name of the Beis Meir. And the Beis Meir said, Anaf Gemina Lahalocha, that the din is that by, if you have a Safik Rabbanon, we go Likula. But the Gemara says, what if it's a Dabar Sheyesh Lamatirin? Right? The example the Gemara gives is, you don't know, it was a Safik Beit HaShanol the Biyomtif. So it's a suffix derabbanan. So the Gemara starts off, Mistam, we should go Likula. Then the Gemara finally says, Amar Ravashi, no, it's a suffix derabbanan sheyesh lamatirin. And therefore, you should go l'chumra. So Rashi on the spot. Why? Because ad she'techlenu be'iser techlenu beheter. Right? If you why should you do it now? Zok the base mayor, that piece of Gemara is because you don't know if the egg got born on Yom Tov. So it's a regular question in Metzias. But what if it would be two Rabbanim, like Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, arguing, and it was a Dovr Sheshel Matirin? Go eat it right now.
Because it is
Heter. Because it is Heter. You're allowed to totally go Mitam Vare after the Mekel. Okay? That's what the base mayor says. Okay, so Zok the Kusmin, that's what I'm saying too. I'm saying because when there's no Yerucha, it's more calm. There's no Yerucha here. So there it's more calm. Okay, so here I want to say over something that Pinchas Shulman, wanted to say. It's really mamish fits right into exactly what Gusman just said. As we just said a minute ago, the Gemara starts off in Be'ah that a Beitza, which is Safik Nol to be Yom Tov, should be Mutter Sveikat the Run on the Kula. The Gemara fears Zeis with Rashi. No, it's Aser. Rambam leaves out that din. In the Rambam Hishmit Din Zeh, that a Safik Beitza Shanel de Biyantav is Aser. So most say, okay, he left it out, he was Soymechan some other place or something, The Mekeves submission says, no, Vaisis Rambam Paskins, it's Mutter. So the Shail is, why would it be Mutter? So, Zok Pinchas Shulman, let's keep the Cheshbon here. What is the whole reason why we're saying that you should say Aser? The reason is because ad she'techlenu be'iser, now you're taking a chance. It might be aser. Wait till matzah Yom Tov and it will be for sure mutter. Well, that whole idea only is like the Ramban said, that a safik the Rabbanon might really be an aver. So then you have some chance of loss, right? Even though we're allowed to be soymechane, right? Fine. The Rabbanon said you can rely, but why should he take a chance? Do it to Motzi Yom Tov, taking no chance. But the Rambam holds that the Rabbanu were meichel it. The Rabbanu said, if it's a suffix, the Rabbanu were meichel, it's okay, it's fine. So why didn't you eat it? The Rabbanu were meichel. You have nothing. What do you mean, Ashtachanu b'Yisr? There's no chance of any Yisr. So Memela, the Rambam l'shitasoi held that it has to be mutter. There's no svara, right? It's like doime to the base mayor. But the Beis Meir said, I hold l'chulei alma, that if there's two tanoim arguing about the egg, then it's vare mutter, so what are you waiting for? The Rambam says that very same thing is by every suffix, the Rabbanan. That's what he wants to say, pshat in the Rambam. Okay, now the only question is, yeah, obviously, you can't leave Rav Ashi stranded in the middle of nowhere, yeah? But Rav Ashi said it. He also knows how to learn. Yeah. So what's pshat in Rav Ashi? So I just want to say, obviously we don't hold like him. I mean, according to the Merkavah submission, we paskin that it's mutter. But who does Rashi hold like? Teretz is because we just went through a whole piece before the way I explained the Gemara and Shabbos. Going back to the Gemara and Shabbos, that the Gemara at starting point thought that the whole reason why the Chachamim have power is because of Halacha Mishmisina. So they said, well, Heichad Tzivanu, right? Where do they command us? So the Gemara was Mecharish, Loi Saser. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi, he held you don't say B'Tzivanu, because he remained that there's no Loi Saser. Okay. Now, if you hold that there is Loi Saser, then the Ramban has a big kasha, then how is Sveikad Rabbanan Lami Lakula? So, Zakhtaran, the answer has to be they were Meichalit. But Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who doesn't have Lo Saser, so he is fine. He's like the Ramban. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is like the Ramban. They don't have to be Meichel anything. The Pshat and Seik, the Ramban and Lekula, is like the Ramban explained it, because since it's not a direct Tzivri to me, I could be Meichel. So Ibezoi, Rav Ashi would hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rav Ashi would hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that there is no Lo Saser. It's just that Hashem backed the Chachamim with a koyach, and Memela really, even by a Safik, it really is a Safik Aveira. Exactly the Ramban's world. Bekitzer, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is the Ramban. Even the Rambam agrees that there are Amoraim out there that are hold like the Ramban. And Rav Ashi is another one of them. But Lahalacha, we don't hold like that. We hold there is lo sasser. If you hold there is lo sasser, then you have to say there are Michael. If you say there is Michael, then you can't say, I'm just ending off his shtickle. Okay, now I just want to end off with one more thing where I think you the Shmaitza is going Lishitasa. The Shmaitza, later on, in Perkhof Aleph, he talks about the Shaila about a Sveika de Rabbanon, which has a Chazaka. In other words, we know Sveika de Rabbanon Lekula. But what if there's a Chazaka of Isser? So then, the Shach Paskins, you have to be Machmer. I think it's a Prichadish argues. Shach says, if you have a Chazaka, so Zog de Shmaitza, I have a Kasha on the Shach. From where? Because in Chulin on Daf Chaf, there's a whole machlokes in the Gemara about how you have to shech the bird. Different questions about machzer simanim. If you put the simanim behind the oyref, is it kosher? Is it pasul? And then Rashi writes after the whole thing, v'chivan de lo ifsik halacha. Right, it's since the Gemara doesn't paskin, kaman b'doraisa tzarich lahachmer. Since shchita is a doraisa dikazach, it's nevela. You have to be mach. Is medayik the Shmaitza and Rabbi Kveger the same in Chubas? Mashma from Rashi, that if it would be a derabbanon, we would taka be soimich to be meko. But we know famous Gemara behema bechayel bechezkas iser umeres ad shi vado lechaba manishchata. All non-shechta things have a chezkas iser. So why did Rashi say that the reason? Yeah, it's a kasha on the shach. According to the shach, even if it was a derabana. So l'chayra, it's a raya, the shach, that's the shmaitza. Oh, so zogich, this is the shmaitza l'shitasei. Because the shmaitza, as we quoted him earlier, he looked at the rule of bidrabanan halich achar amekel in the same light as Sveika Durban Lakul. The idea of Bidraban Halicha Haramekel is the same concept as Sveika Durban Lakula. And therefore he had kashas on the Rambah, on the Teretz of the Ram. But we answered the Shmaitza, the Rukusman answered, those Klolim are not the same at all. Sveika Durban Lakula is the idea of Mitam Sofik. The idea of Bidurban Halicha Harmekel, he brought that base mayor. He said, that's not a Sufi kind of thing. The Pshat is, you're a Vadai allowed to rely on the Mekel by the Rabbanon. Mitam Vadai, even if it's Darshish Shlomatirin, I don't care what. Oh, so now Pshat and Rashi is beautiful. The case on Chulin Daf Chof was a machlekes between two Tanoim. So Rashi says, if it's a Daraisa, we're going to have to be Mach. What does he mean? If it would be a drabbanan, the rule would be drabbanan halech achar hamekel, meaning a different rule, not the rule of sucking the run on lakula. The rule is that when you come to two tanoim, there's no yerucha, you can do what you want. Go ahead and go with him. You're allowed to go with him, mitam vaday. So, chazaka, yeah. There's no chazaka, there's no safik. I picked him, finished. I picked him. That's mamish. That's Mamish Miyashiv, the question of the Shmaitza. But the Shmaitza is Lashitasa, that he doesn't hold that it's two different rules. He holds it's all one rule. But if you hold it's two different rules, it's Miyushiv. And Taka, Rav Guzman doesn't say the shtickle at all, but in his shtickle he writes that I found a Knesset HaGedoyla that says, like the Shach, that by a Sofek, the Rabbanan were Machmer when there's a Chazaka. But the Knesset HaGedoyla says, if it's a machlekes in din, then we are matter even if it's a chazaka le'iser. So Zerkav Gusman, what's pshat in the Knesset HaGedoyla? Pshat is this vart, because since it's not mitam sofik, it's mitam vaday, so memeil the Knesset HaGedoyla says, if it's a machlekes in din, so memeil I'm basically really saying over what he said. So memeil that's also Mishav Alfizeh. Okay, that's the whole thing.
Still going?
Yeah.
If you need to drive with Dan hand, I'll do the steering. No, I'm not going to. I want him to keep his other hand.
Rebbe might forget. Never learned how to drive.
Everything was busy learning.
That was enough. Tully Yeager and Shaw Yosu also never learned how to drive and finally learned how to drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he drives everywhere now.
Wow. Okay.